Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, September 24, 2012, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, it's my favorite time of the year, and that is the fall season. I love the temperature, the beautiful leaves, and just the fact that most people tend to be in a festive mode. And so as you take this time, whether you're on the East Coast where you'll see fall come in a little bit sooner or whether you're on the West Coast, take this time of year to start contemplating on how you are going to plan your business strategy for 2013. It's so very, very important to be proactive as a businesswoman and to know where you're going. You never want to put yourself in the position where you are being reactive instead of proactive. Reactivity does no good for anyone because we're never able to have things to roll out and be planned as we want them to. So be careful about that and make sure that you go ahead and start planning your strategy. You know, I would like to thank all of those that participated in the Her Business Strategy Information Call this past weekend. We all had a great time. I received good feedback from many of the women that have already registered to participate in the program. And we're going to share information on the Her Business Strategy program a little bit later on. Now, if you didn't get a chance to join in on the information call, you're not going to be too late because you're going to be able to hear the audio recording of that call. We should have that audio recording up on the front page of the WomenAboutBiz.com website probably tomorrow, anytime after 9 a.m. Eastern Time. So don't forget to check out that, and we will send an email with the link to all of our listeners as well. So make sure, if you have not already done so, make sure that you take advantage of the WomenAboutBiz.com website. Join as a free silver member, and also make sure you go to successfulwomanradio.com and sign up there so you can get up-to-date information about all of the shows that are coming and also learn how you can win prizes and how you can be a guest on the show as well. Now, I want you guys to remember that all this year we have been asking you to do something for yourself that we know is going to make a huge difference in your life, and that is we're asking you to joy pamper. Of course, joy is something that's an emotion that should be with you always, you know, and sometimes there are different things that happen to us during the daytime that can interrupt that joy, and so I want to remind you to joy pamper. Now, for those of you that are new to the show, you may be asking, now, what is joy pampering? Well, joy pampering is a deliberate act of experiencing emotions of well-being, happiness, and satisfaction. In other words, it's your responsibility to receive and to bring joy into your life each and every day. Simply take 15 minutes of your day, preferably in the mornings, to do something, ladies, that makes you smile, makes you appreciate life, makes you have that warm feeling of satisfaction. It's so very, very important to do that. This is my favorite time of the year here in the Atlanta, Georgia area, and the leaves are falling. I made a decision to just go out on my back terrace and to just really enjoy the leaves, to look at all of the beautiful changes that are happening, and to just meditate on my vision for 2013. And that gave me just such a wonderful feeling. Perhaps you can try the same or do something that you know is going to bring a smile to that face today. It's so very very, very important. So remember, ladies, it's our responsibility to joy pamper not just one day or 2 days, but every day of our lives. We've got such a great show lineup for you today. You know, our theme all this month has been home business success. And today, we will be introducing to you two successful home business women, Verita Harry, CEO of VH Enterprises, and Samantha Hartley, founder and president of Enlightened Marketing. Now, these fabulous ladies will be sharing with us their experience working from home, information about their business, and tips on being successful. And in addition to that, we have other things that we want to share with you today. You're going to be learning about our upcoming teleclasses and events at womenaboutbiz.com. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about holiday trends. You know, it is that time of year, and I think all businesses can take advantage of the holiday season, but you must know how to prepare ahead of time. You must do your research, and, of course, you must step outside of that square box and get extremely creative on how you can tie your business services and products into the holiday season. So I'll be sharing some information from a really good article I read by expert Jim DeBeta and the 2012 Holiday Trend Report. So stay tuned for that. Now, of course, ladies, we always ask you for a special blessing, and many of you know what that is. If you're on the phone, we ask that you flash over and give at least one other woman a call and ask her to get on the show today. The dial-in number, for those of you that have a pen and a pad ready, is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And if you're listening online, well, guess what? You have the opportunity to blast it out on your social network, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, simply by having individuals go to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. And, of course, once they click on that link, they'll be taken to the radio broadcasting page for today and be able to listen to us live. For those of you that have just tuned in, hi, this is Trina, your host and success coach, and you're listening to Successful Woman Radio. Well, again, I tell you, I had such a wonderful weekend, and the fall season is here, and we did talk about the strategy program that Women About Biz is going to be starting beginning the first Saturday of October, October 6th. But, you know, something I thought about that after the class and after talking to a few people, I've realized that a lot of business women still feel overwhelmed with the whole planning situation. They still feel overwhelmed with understanding who their target market is and what they need to do to prepare for their target audience, and they still are unsure on the proper marketing avenues. And so it's so very, very important that when you are feeling overwhelmed that you don't feel alone. And so it's so important to either call me, another business coach that you may know of, and of course we're going to have Samantha Hartley on the call today that you'll learn about, and she's also a marketing expert. It's so important to talk to individuals that know more. They're a little bit ahead of you, or a lot ahead of you, and they know more, and they can show you. You know, I've realized that a lot of business women have a tendency to be the lone ranger, and ladies, we don't have to be. The road of success is not supposed to be you trying to pave the pathway on your own. It's supposed to be you knowing how to be a good leader, a good delegator, and someone that can depend on a team to help her get to where she needs to be. So keep that in mind. And if you're feeling overwhelmed and you say to yourself, oh, no, here goes Coach Trina one more time, trying to tell me about planning for 2013 when I'm still trying to take a deep breath and get to 2012, well, it's okay. The most important thing you must realize is that all of these personal development skills of knowing how to plan, knowing how to make things happen in your business is going to come. Know that we at Successful Woman Radio are here for you, and also at Women About Biz. So you are not alone. And so that is going to be very important, especially for the rest of this year for yourself, as you know you need to really jumpstart yourself into 2013 with some good planning strategy. It is 12:10 after the hour, and again, for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio. And for those of you who are still sharing the information for other people to get on, let me just repeat the phone number if you have a pen and a notepad. It is area code 347-637-2589. Again, area code 347-637-2589. Well, as I said before, we have some exciting individuals who are going to be on the call with us today. I am very, very happy to bring to you two women that I have known for a very long time, and one I just learned about. Her name has been mentioned to me more than once, and you know, one of the things that I believe is that nothing is by chance. People come into your life or flash in front of your screen for a particular reason, and so we're going to go ahead and delve right into our topic today, home business success, and introduce to you two businesswomen who work from home who will be sharing with us their wisdom and also sharing with us tips and resources about how to be successful for working from home, but also they're going to let us know what they do as home business owners. So what I'm going to do at this time is I'm going to introduce both of these ladies, and then I will bring them on. The first I'd like to introduce is Verita Harry. Verita is an entrepreneur, businesswoman, and sole owner of VH Enterprises, a successful home-based business. VH Enterprises is comprised of five businesses that vary from health and wellness, travel and leisure, energy deregulation, commercial lending, and mobile money. Wow, isn't that wonderful? And this is a good example of how when someone does something multiple, how they present themselves. Verita was a VP of operations in the construction industry prior to starting her home-based business, which stemmed from the need to reinvent herself after the collapse of a fallen industry 5 years ago. Verita, are you there with us today?
I am here, Ms. Katrina Newby.
Wonderful, wonderful. And next, I'd like to introduce to you Samantha Hartley of Enlighten Marketing. Samantha works with socially responsible small businesses and solo entrepreneurs who are fed up with the lack of clients, too many rotten apples or peaks and valleys in their revenue. So I'm sure some of you ladies can identify with that. She teaches them to create jaw-dropping, client-getting messages and offers effective marketing techniques that align with their values. As a result, Samantha's clients routinely fill their practice with perfect clients, including some six- and seven-figure contracts. They also raise prices from 30 to 800% and, of course, start to enjoy their businesses more. Before starting her consulting business a decade ago, Samantha worked in international marketing for the Coca-Cola Company in Moscow, Russia, Asia, and at Coke headquarters here in Atlanta, Georgia. So I'd like to introduce to you Samantha Hartley, who is the founder and president of Enlightened Marketing. Samantha, are you with us?
I am. Hi, good morning.
Good morning to the both of you, and thank you so much, ladies, for being a part of our special show as we present to you all who are listening home business success. Well, ladies, let's just delve right in. First of all, I'd like to ask Samantha. Samantha, go ahead and tell us about your company and a little bit more, because I heard some buzzwords that I know the ladies are going to want to know about. But you're absolutely right. Business women are suffering because they don't understand how to attract clients. Can you share with us what you're doing through Enlightened Marketing?
Yes, I help solopreneurs, which is my term for one-person businesses, mm-hmm. To attract, and I say perfect clients. I really don't want us, you know, I know a lot of people have the experience of attracting somebody to them who might want to work with them, but they don't you know, once you attract them and you kind of take a look, you think, this isn't really who I wanted to help. So what we do is we help people to get really clear on their message, exactly who they can help. You mentioned target audience or niche earlier. Exactly who are you best suited to help? What do you need to say to get their attention so that they turn and look at you and say, what did you just say? And how? And you know, really put together messages. We call them jaw-dropping client-getting messages. And okay. when you say them, you have people respond instead of just their eyes glazing over when you say, what do you do? They often will say, OMG, oh, my gosh, I need to work with you.
Yeah, and doesn't it just kind of, I mean, isn't that a problem most women have right there, is that when someone says, say, what do? They just are kind of flabbergasted and don't know what to say.
Yes, it's a very common problem, and I've known people who've been in business for years, and they say, oh, well, that's still my problem, and I think, for goodness sake, how can you be in business for years and still struggle with that? But, so it means that, and I've had a lot of clients like this, with enough time, they can get the message across. It's just that it takes too long to explain what they do. It takes too long to convince somebody that you can help them, and we like for that to be able to happen within seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
Absolutely.
All about clarity.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful. Now, Samantha, how long have you worked from home?
Since I started my business, about 12 years now.
Okay, okay. So you are a seasoned homepreneur.
I sure am.
And when you first started your business, I mean, was there no doubt in your mind that you would work from home, or had you considered the commercial side, having a commercial office as well?
I've actually had an office in the middle because we'd moved to a place that was a little small for me to work from home. I really strongly believe in having a dedicated workspace at home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I also found that I was working just way too many hours, and I thought, well, maybe if I have an office away from home, then going to it, I will work there, and when I leave, you know, it would help me to develop better work habits. And actually, it did help me to develop better work habits, but I really prefer to work from home. You know, I was in corporate for so long that I just feel like you know, I want to be around. I don't have children. I have dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be home. My husband also works from home. It's a very calm and nice environment for me. So it doesn't mean I never leave home. I have clients in town that I go to visit, and I go to networking events, or I put on presentations and things. So, you know, I feel like a very dynamic business. It's just that the foundation of that is in my home office.
Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard you say something else that was interesting, is the fact that your husband also works from home. So I'm going to come back and I'm going to ask you about that in just a little bit.
Sure.
Next, I again want to introduce everyone to Verita Harry, who also works from home. Verita, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Now, Verita, tell us a little bit about VH Enterprises. As I said when I was introducing you, I really like the way you prepared your bio and introducing yourself when you have multiple companies. But, you know, give us some information about what spurred all of these multiple companies, and how did you get started in working from home?
Well, actually, what happened to me was October of 2007, coming from construction, had been in that industry for 20 years, that's really what I knew. That was all I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And so not having the ability to just pick up and go anywhere because, as you know, the construction industry took a dump in all areas, not just mm-hmm. California.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, I need to take advantage of my skills, and I need to I can't start at the bottom. I can't go get a job. So I just need capitalize on my skills and put that into work. So I thought, okay, well, first of all, I'm going to create a company and I'm going to work from home, but I'm never going to put all my eggs in one basket. In other words, one industry. I said, I won't do that again. So that's how VH Enterprises came about. And it didn't start with all five, but mm-hmm. it started with that intent, and I knew that I would add to it.
Okay.
And just kind of grow it from there. And then on top of that, I said, you know, and once people become a part of my team, or if you will, my group, I'm going to develop, I have a core group called the Life by Design Group, mm-hmm. which is a part of VH Enterprises. And in that group is where I work with people to really train them and give them resources and nuts and bolts to be able to build a successful business from home. And I'd never done it before. you know, but I was an executive. I ran, you know, operations, so I kind of had some of the skills, but I picked up a lot more.
Got you, because it is a difference between working
it's
for a
different.
Corporation and, of
Very.
Course, being given directives of what you need to do and everything, and then working for yourself. You're like, okay, I know I'm my own boss, but who's guiding me, right?
Exactly, exactly. And I have some things I want to talk about that I learned, and I tell you, it really will help, you know, it helped me, and I'm sure it will help others as well.
Wonderful. So you've been working from home now since October 2009, which is, I guess, about 3.5,
2007.
Okay, so since 2007. Okay, so you've been working from home for 5 years. And had you planned to have a commercial location, or had you always known when you, you know, when you were laid off of your job that you wanted to establish yourself from home?
Well, what I was faced with was that I couldn't afford a commercial location, so I have a office at home already, so I thought I'll just utilize that space, and that way the income that I generate will help take care of my home versus, you know, overhead, if you will.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Now, Samantha, you had mentioned that you really believe in having a dedicated office space. Can you elaborate on that a little bit for us?
Yes, for one reason, if you have a dedicated space, meaning it's not a part of the bedroom or it's not a corner, you know, the breakfast area in the kitchen, if you have a dedicated room, you can, and everybody always has to disclaim that we're not tax accountants or anything, but you can deduct that from your taxes. So I can deduct a portion of my, you know, all of my utilities, your house payment or your rent payment if you have one, and then also, like, if you have cleaning people, like I have a cleaning people who come, and I can actually deduct part of that for that is done in my office. So having a dedicated space in your home makes sense financially, but it also really makes sense work-wise, because I think what's really important, especially if you're transitioning from having worked for someone else before, or even if you're straight out of college, you still have accountabilities to somebody outside of you. And when you're working from home, you have to really develop strong disciplines around your own personal work habits. And I think having a space makes it really helpful. You create a beautiful space where you can be productive, where it's joyful to go into it. You can keep it tidy. And when you leave that space at the end of the day, then your workday's over. And
absolutely.
Really developing those segregated time periods, I think, is really important for all of us, you know, for self-discipline reasons, because otherwise you're going to work all the time or you're going to dread going into that horrible room and things like that. And I really like to create, like, a wonderful feeling around the office.
Now, you mentioned that your husband works at home also.
Mm-hmm.
How is that? Because there are a lot of women probably listening who, you know, they're either working full-time and their husbands are at home already running a business. But what is your experience with working at home with a spouse?
Well, the first thing that I would say that's really important is that for women who are working from home and they don't know anybody else, this is one of the things that I run into, Trina, is that people don't have anybody else who runs a business from home or who understands an internet business, and so they don't really respect it. And I think that's a real problem. It's really important for you, from a sanity reason, to find other people who understand and respect the kind of business you do, because otherwise you just get this constant negativity or kind of confusion around what you're doing, and people kind of think it's some little hobby that you do in your pajamas or whatever. And I think that's not okay. This is a serious business that you're running, and it's good to get at least your husband or your spouse or your partner, whoever is part of your home, whether even you're living with your parents, they need to understand that this is a serious business, even if it isn't making any money yet, or
Absolutely.
Even if it made money and isn't right now. So that's the first thing I think is really important, is to make sure that you have a partner who respects what you're doing, if only out of love for you. They really need to fuel you with their own positivity.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that for years. My husband did something else, and then he began to he's a life coach, a spiritual life coach, and he helps people, especially one of the things that he does for my clients is he works with them on self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
So when people get in their own way and can't get things done, I have him, I refer my clients to him, and he helps them really overcome, understand why they're doing that to themselves and then overcome those obstacles. But he also has a dedicated workspace, and we both have a lot of kind of self-discipline around that. So we see each other, but we don't interrupt each other. We understand.
You respect one another's space.
Absolutely. And also that if you see somebody and they're sitting and they seem to be working diligently and you can't tell what they're doing, don't go interrupt them.
Absolutely. You can't just go say, honey, I want some attention.
Exactly. Right. Maybe at lunch. So we'll have morning breaks or we'll have lunch or things like that. So we know what those times are. But otherwise, and I know a lot of people, I've known couples who worked together before, and sometimes that can go well, and it doesn't always. But in our situation, I think we both come from a paradigm of self-employment, and so we understand that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, Verita, what about you? What challenges have you experienced in working from home? And also just tell us about some of the good things that you've experienced with working from home.
Look, I want to kind of go back and touch on that respect. I like the respect your business, but I think I just want to add something to that. I think, though, as a business owner, when I first got started, I don't think I respected my business. So when I say that, what I mean by that is this. Like, I have adult children, so they would call me, and I'm supposed to be working, so I'd sit there and chit-chat with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would not do that if I was in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed to make, you know, I had to identify that. It's like, Verita, you're sending the signal that you're just chilling. You're just home. You're working. So just like they don't accept calls from you when they're working, you need to do the same and establish those timelines when you are working and let them know when that is and don't answer the call. And they know how to get a hold of me when it's an emergency, what to do. So just wanted to say that real quick. But some of the challenges that I would say that early on was just having that daily method of operation. What do I need to do? Because I didn't have a directive, if you will, saying this needs to get done, this needs to get done. So I really needed to identify what are the money-making activities that I do that create money, not just activities, so I can say that I'm working, but making sure that I am spending at least 75 to 80% of whatever that time is on money-making activities. And some of the other things is that I had the idea, coming from corporate America, that I work from, you know, it could be 12 hours a day. Well, what I needed to do is really lay out my hours, and it didn't have to be the same time. You know, you get caught into that 8 to 5. I needed to be flexible and put in to my daily work schedule, okay, I need to take my mom to the doctor. Okay, I need to go to the cleaners so that I could make sure, okay, so today I have, you know, 5 or 6 hours, and in that 5 or 6 hours, it's going to be total focus.
Mm-hmm.
And 80% of that time is going to be money-making activity. So just getting that was some of my challenges early, but I now understand that now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know for those of you that are listening, and we have been talking all month about better ways to have clarity and focus with working from home. And for those of you that are listening, I hope that you've just caught on to what Verita was saying about really respecting yourself, because that is first and foremost the most important thing you have to do when you become a businesswoman, is that you have to be upfront and real with yourself and knowing that if you're going to start this business, then you owe it to yourself to do it professionally and do it right. And it doesn't matter whether or not you are working from home. Samantha, I want to talk to you right quick about marketing, because I know that is your expertise, and so many women are really, for lack of a better word, dumbfounded and overwhelmed. And I'm not meaning to insult anyone, but as a business coach, I myself have even been dumbfounded on, you know, okay, wait a minute, I thought I knew my target market, and now I do not. And so I know this is not on the interview questions, but what do you feel about the necessity of absolutely knowing your target market before you start even marketing your home business?
I think you can't know it necessarily before. So this is where I would say it's chicken and egg kind of a situation. If somebody comes to me and they're brand new and they want to work with me to develop their brand, the brand is, what's my unique business identity? Who am I uniquely suited to serve? We can work with them on coming up with that, but it's going to be hypothesis-based, which is a very fancy word for guess, right? It's going to be an educated guess. And the fact is that I think it's actually better for people to get out and to try some things out and to see what they like so that they can see, who do I like helping? What problems do I enjoy solving? I can help them come up with a hypothesis when they're brand new, or you can come up with a hypothesis when you're brand new on your own. Who do I think I would be good to help? What problems do I think I would be good at solving? And what outcomes do I think I can get for the people that I help? That's what we teach people to come up with. That's basically what your brand is going to be. Now, can you know that if you're day one brand new?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you can have a good guess at that, but what I can tell you, Trina, is that when I started, I had a lot of ideas about what I thought that would be, and then I worked for a couple of years, and I went, I don't like these clients. I don't really like working with these. I was working with a lot of big international businesses, because that was the background that I came from. I don't like working with big international businesses. I couldn't have known that until I'd done it, but once I started working with small businesses, I thought, I love these clients. I love helping them, and then so I modified my brand, my target market accordingly. Now, I will sometimes work with a larger size business, but I get to choose that based on do I really want to help them. But my main target market are solopreneurs like us. So it has really helped me to know you don't have to be 100% accurate, and you don't have to say yes to anything or no to anything. You just have to be clear on really what kind of problems you think you can solve and how you think you can help with those problems, and then that will probably begin to guide you in the direction. And as you do what you do, you'll get clearer on who you are best suited to help, and that's your target audience.
You know, oftentimes I hear a lot of women in workshops that I even teach that when I ask them, you know, what should you be doing when you began to research and look for starting a business? And I hear a lot of women say, well, we want to look for a niche. We want to see what needs we can fulfill. But, you know, it's really interesting because as women, we have a tendency to be servants, a tendency to be multitaskers, and those are good skills in their proper place. I don't think that women really ask themselves, okay, I know what the client needs, but now what do I need to get out of this deal?
Right.
And you pointed out the fact that you have to know, or you should know, the type of client that you want. And you're saying you can choose the type of client that you want.
I'm saying you must choose. If I wanted to be dictated and told what to do, I would go back to a job where people told me what I needed to do.
Oh, there you go.
You know,
okay.
If you chose this because, I mean, I think most solopreneurs choose this, and sometimes they don't choose it. Sometimes people get downsized and they find themselves out of a job and they think, gosh, well, what can I do? And what I encourage people to do is follow the joy. Listen, the universe brought this on you, or if you think in terms of God, you know, God has gifted you this opportunity for a reason. So what do you think you want to do with it? What are the gifts and skills and talents you have? But I don't think anybody wants us to be miserable. I think we're always at our best when we're doing something that's joyful for us. So who would you most like to work with? Don't think of in terms of what's possible. Just dream big for a little while. Because
I
know it's possible. And I can tell you, any day that you're working for yourself and not having a good time, something's wrong. So it's really important to, you know, really work on having the most fun you can possibly have in your business. That's what my business is about, is helping ourselves so that we can be having the most fun helping our clients.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for that. That's something that I think we all needed to hear. And ladies, hopefully you wrote that down with an underline on your notepad, that it's not just a choice of choosing who you want to be your client. Samantha's saying you must do this for your own satisfaction, to fulfill your own passion. And so this goes right back to the point that, ladies, when you are choosing a business for yourself, make sure that you identify as to whether or not it's something that's going to make you personally happy, and whether or not you're going to be able to choose the type of clients that you want to have. I think that's very important. Verita, I want to go back to you, and before I do that, let me just quickly do a station identification. I see that we have some new individuals that have tuned in on Blog Talk Radio, so welcome. This is Trina Newby with Successful Woman Radio, and at this time, we have on our show today Verita Harry, who is CEO and President of VH Enterprises, and Samantha Hartley, who's the founder and president of Enlightened Marketing. And, of course, we have these two successful home business women on the show today to give us an insight as to their experience in working from home, running their business, and being successful. Verita, having experience working with other business women, tell me, why do you feel some women are having a challenging time generating income and running a business? I mean, you know, what are you seeing out there?
I think is a common thread is that because we're in the home and we want to take care of the laundry, the, you know, cleaning up, the cooking, the just the normal household duties, if you will, because you see things that are not done. And so I think what happens is you get distracted with that, and or that that's what I see when I talk to women, and they want to, you know, start the meal and do this and do that, but they need to really, really just put their business hat on. Act as though you are at the office. You're not at home. You're working.
Mm-hmm.
You're creating an income for your family, for yourself. And so I think that, and I think not knowing what to do in the day, you know, not having that daily method of operation.
Mm-hmm.
What do I need
which
to
is so which
day?
Is so so very
key.
Important. And really
it's
just making a decision to sit down and just plan out and create your blueprint
every
for how
day.
You're supposed to be working every day. Absolutely.
Every day.
Absolutely. You mentioned something that caught my ear, and that was money-making activities. What do you consider money-making activities?
Now, for me, in what I do, it's making calls. I have to be calling potential affiliates, you know, people that will team up with me. I have to make those calls every single day, and I have to either be going on appointment. I don't count training as a money-making activity, although it's a part of it. It's not what I consider the 80% of my day. It's the call and the appointment. That's what it
Got
is for me.
Got you. And so often the times, I know a lot of women hang on to a lot of the administrative tasks.
Yes.
That is important, but they hang on to those tasks sometimes because it might be easier for them and they might be a little bit fearful of making those cold calls or getting those other things done. And so at the end of the week, when they look at, you know, what they have done to contribute to their income, they see that they have not made those calls or they haven't done any of those money-making activities. So I thank you for bringing that up because that's very, very important. I also wanted to just back up a little bit because you were talking about the fact that you had adult children and you were talking to them, but what tips would you give for moms who have even smaller kids and are working from home?
Well, for me, let's see, I can't really say that I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've heard, I haven't personally done it because my children are older. So, I mean, they're not small. So, but what I've heard from moms that do, they really get their children involved in activities outside the home. So they may take them to a kinder care for a couple of hours. They may they find groups like meetup groups to find moms in the area that they can get their children involved in some activities that allows them to maybe market while they're doing that, just find activities that are you know, linked to their business, but at the same time entertaining their children and having scheduled, you know, nap times and scheduled play times and teaching them independence. And that's just kind of some of the things that I've heard. I haven't personally done it.
Samantha, do you get feedbacks from other women who have small children that are working from home?
What's kind of interesting is that most of my clients are either on one side or the other of having children. You know, they're empty nesters or they're pre-children. But actually, I was on a coaching call with somebody the other day, and she had a baby crying in the background. And I thought, you know, I don't mind that. I understand what we're putting up with. I mean, this happened to be a 10-month-old, so it wasn't exactly, you know, I think the other ones were in kindergarten, but. I have to tell you that my coaches, the coaches that I choose to learn from, I always choose women who have had small children because I think they have to learn how to manage their time better.
Mm-hmm.
So what I have learned from them is that they work early in the morning, they work during nap time, they work for a couple of hours after the kids are in bed, and that they are very efficient about the way they manage their time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is, you know, again, when I was saying earlier, really looking at self-discipline, if you don't have kids, you know, you can be kind of very lackadaisical and work all day long and things like that. And if you have 12 to 15 hours to work in your business, you can get, I mean, believe it or not, it sounds like it's too much, but you can get very lazy in terms of productivity. If you have to get things done in 4 hours, you're going to get things done. So I actually think considering it at kind of an, in some ways an advantage is a bit, really big deal, and I will go back to the thing I said earlier about having everyone in the family respect what I would say in terms of those household chores, because they're very easy for me to get sucked into too, is that's where you've really got to team up with whoever is in the home with you and say, here's the things that I'm going to do, here's the things I need you to do, and if we partner up on this stuff, we can get it done. But, you know, you can't be, you know, really one of the first things that I recommend helpers, people I recommend people bring into their business is somebody to help with those household chores, because if you can be spending an hour on a money-generating activity, money-making activity, or you can be spending an hour emptying the dishwasher and tidying up the living room, well, what's a better use of your time?
Absolutely. You're right. You're right. The better use is you doing those money-making activities.
You
got
it. Yeah. Yes. So that's the other thing is, can you find – somebody said to me, well, I can't afford a housekeeper. And I said, can you find somebody who – what do you benchmark your time at, $100 an hour, $50? Can you find somebody to clean the house for less than $50 an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course I can.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Then do. And that's – we do the same thing with yard work. Because we have a yard that's got to be taken care of, and I would prefer that my husband didn't, worked in his business rather than being out there with the mower.
And out there in the yard, absolutely. I totally agree with you. Housekeeper, landscaper, absolutely.
Exactly.
Massage therapist, cook, chef.
There you go.
Whatever we need to do to make life easier, we definitely need to make that happen. Samantha, what type of office tools do you use that you feel you can't do without on a daily basis?
Well, I thought that was such a great question, and I really, I'll tell you, my favorite thing that I have that I think is really essential is a telephone that you don't have to hold in your hand. So we have a headset telephone. We happen to use a Plantronics. And so I think it's an inexpensive phone, but I'll tell you, we've gone through probably three of them since we've been in business. So once they start to, kind of get messed up, the wiring starts to crackle or something like that, we just replace them. So a really good quality headset telephone that you can use, because you're going to need to be at home sitting at your desk typing and talking and studying and going to classes. That's number one. And the second thing is I have a second monitor. So I have a laptop computer that I can take anywhere I need to go, and I have a second monitor for it. And what's great about that is it feels like it's very fancy, but you can actually get one very inexpensively nowadays, just a little flat screen monitor for your desk. And it helps you to have, like, I keep my calendar up in that one. If I'm leading a webinar, I can put the questions over there. It's just really, it kind of feels like a luxury, but you get addicted to it after a while, because it's very helpful to have that second screen up there. I can keep my to-do list up there if I'm working on something. So just something to consider.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I know that you're pressed for a little bit of time. Are you good on time, or do we
I actually should sign off if that's okay.
Okay, well, what I want to do before you do, and Burita, you stay right there, what I want to do is just to have you once again is to give the contact information that you would like, and again, plug your website so that everybody knows how to connect with you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Well, I would love for anybody who would like to look me up on Facebook, Samantha Hartley. But our business is enlightenedmarketing.com, so I'll spell it since it's a little hard. ENLIGHTENEDmarketing.com. You can also just search for us in Google. And right on there, you'll see a place where you can sign up for we have a little free webinar that we do. It's how to get people to say, OMG, oh, my gosh, I need to work with you. And, you had asked us to consider maybe some success tips that we could share, Katrina, and I really Well, I just think the two most important things, we talked a little bit about knowing your message, what's your brand, who you help, and things like that. And so that webinar is really about that, because I'm so passionate about helping small business owners, especially solopreneurs, to know exactly what they need to say to get clients. And really, I think there's nothing more important in your business than really being clear about that, both in your own mind and being able to express it in words. And I have to say, people say to me, oh, that's so hard, and I say, well, it's hard for you, it's easy for me. So it's so easy to be able to do that if you can just believe it's possible. So we teach what we think is a very easy way to do that. And so I hope everybody will check that out.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I appreciate you being on the show, and I hope that you will warmly accept an invitation to come back on the show and specifically talk about branding and marketing so our audience can know more of how they can use your services.
I would love to, and it was great to meet you both. And again, I'd love to connect with you on all of the social media places, both of you ladies. So thank you so much for having me.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And again, that was Samantha Hartley. She is the founder and president of Enlightened Marketing, and she was a little pressed for time, but we feel so blessed that we had her on. Verita, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
Okay, it's just you and me, girl. We're ready to roll now with more information on working from home. So now what tools do you use that you feel you can't do without?
Now, for me, this is going to be really, really basic, Katrina, but what works for me is just my calendar. And the reason why I say that is my calendar, at a glance, it identifies for me if I'm on track, if I have appointments. You know, things like that. So I can see, based on the activities that I've had, you know, in the last week, what are the results for this week. And so that's why it's really important for me, because I have that big calendar that you put on your wall or anywhere that you can just look at a glance and see if you're on track. Mm-hmm. That for me works.
Okay. And do you find that your smartphone is very important to you as well, or
Absolutely.
Any other technical devices? Okay.
Yeah, now the smartphone works for me, and is because when I'm mobile, I can go to my sites and I can share information about my different business opportunities with anyone that I may run into, because you always want to be prepared.
Absolutely.
So it allows me to play videos and do presentations and things like that.
Okay. Now, in the beginning, I kind of read, you know, the various businesses that you have, from health and wellness, travel, leisure, energy deregulation, commercial lending, and mobile money. And you know, first of all, I wanted to commend you for being successful to own a multiple company. And it is, I know, sometimes challenging. So I want to, for those women who are running more than one business or considering having another business, can you give some tips to them on what they need to be thinking of as they are bringing on perhaps a second or a third company? Because like you said, you didn't start out with all of these companies all at the same time.
Right.
So my first question to you is, and I know that you don't, but it's important that you market each one separately, right?
That is correct. You don't market them together because you have a different target market for each one. And so it's important that, and I don't do it, like when I first got started, I was physically meeting with people, setting appointment times. And when you think about that, yes, it may only be an hour or 2 hours, but it really limits the amount of people that you can expose your opportunities to. So you really want to make sure that you're marketing online and that you are using a system, if you will, to bring leads through your system and only spend the time with those individuals that are interested in that market. So I'm not talking, you know, you want to understand each business, and that's why you don't want to bring them all at the same time, because you do want to understand each business.
Mm-hmm.
And as you understand it, and then you're going to be able to train it on it as well. So that's how, I would just say you want to bring on one at a time, understand the business model, understand the compensation, understand the product, and understand your target market for each business. And when you get one under your wing, then you look for another.
Now, I know that you are a leader as far as business women are concerned in the network marketing industry as well, and I know that a lot of our listeners are in the direct sales or network marketing industry, and for those of you who are in traditional business, heck, we're in direct sales too, because we've got to sell. Sale is a word, Verita, as you know, many women have a tendency to fear that, but what wise advice can you give those women who are still dealing with that fear of selling?
To just look at it as, because we do it every day, that you're just really showing an individual, you're meeting a need. You're basically just providing a tool or an opportunity, an idea that meets a need that they have. And that's, sales is just really showing person what they need. That's all it is. And when you think about sales, and you think about the computer that you use, the printer that you use, the lamp you may have, I mean, the toothpaste that you bought. It all stems from sales, and it stems from meeting the need. And if you're talking to the right audience, it's not hard because they are looking for what it is that you're offering.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? So where you find
yes.
the challenges is when you're trying to sell something to someone that doesn't want what you have. That's when you
okay.
get the resistance. You
okay.
you know, it's like trying to sell me a boat or, you know, sell me, you know, something that I don't want. And that's
mm-hmm.
why the target market is key, because you're not selling when you get in that audience.
Absolutely. And ladies, did you hear that key word there, target audience? We have to know our target audience, or else we will continue not to have the results that we want to have. Verita, also, out of the five businesses that you have, who is the leader of the pack of your businesses?
Meaning an individual, you mean? Or
uh-huh.
which
I mean,
business
out of the businesses that you run, which one would you say is your primary business or the leader of the pack?
Oh, I got you. My primary is the health and wellness. It
okay.
is my primary. Because
okay.
I am a firm believer that if without your health,
mm-hmm.
Nothing else matters. Because you
mm-hmm.
can't buy anything. You can't buy it.
Yeah.
So that's really, really important to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's some of my other businesses are easier to market,
mm-hmm.
but the health and wellness is my primary.
Okay, wonderful. And what two success tips would you like to share with our listening audience today, your wisdom about being successful?
I think, and I know it's going to sound like I'm beating a dead horse, but I believe and I know that it is very imperative that you have a daily method of operation.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be successful if you don't know what it is that you need to get done. That's just
mm-hmm.
really important. And you have to write it out each day and remember that it's going to be different. And let me just say this, because when I first got started, If I had personal things that came up, the distractions, because you need to manage your distractions,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would say, oh, I can't work today. I've got too much going on. You know, I got this happening, and I would let that control me
mm-hmm.
versus really taking control and saying, okay, today I need to take care of this, need to take care of that, and just and planning that into my daily method every single day, and whether it's, you know, picking the kids up, whether it's grocery shopping, whatever it is, try not to put the grocery shopping in your daily, but sometimes things come up. You follow me? So have
mm-hmm.
some flexibility and control it. Just control it. Manage your distractions is key.
Got you.
And that your DMO will help
mm-hmm.
you do that.
Wonderful. So the two success tips is you definitely must have a daily method of operations, and then you definitely must manage your distractions.
Yes, you have to
okay.
do that. And another thing I think is important, because remember, if you're in the workplace or come from the workplace, you normally have people that you're talking to, right, if you're having a bad day that you can vent with.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're at home, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's important for me in the beginning of my day is that I set my mind every single day
mm-hmm.
by reading, you know, positive books that are developing me mentally so that I can be strong. And I have to set my mind every single day before I start my day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I can appreciate that. And ladies, I know that you're probably taking some good notes as you're listening to Verita and having listened to Samantha give you some really good information on home business success. Verita, I want you one more time to go ahead and give your website, and also if you'd like to give your phone number for people to connect with you, please do.
Okay. Now, my phone number is 760-459-9354. And I'll say that again. It's 760-459-9354. And the information that I'm going to share today is the energy deregulation. And I want to tell you why I want to share that just real quick. Let me give you the website first, okay? It's info, I-N-F-O, from V, as in Victor, .com. infofromv.com. And I like this business opportunity because that the energy deregulation is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It is a trillion-dollar industry, and people can take advantage of this opportunity and put themselves in that industry for free. It does not cost you anything to become a part of it.
Wow. Okay. And that is info, I-N-F-O, from F-R-O-M-V as in Victor, right?
Correct. .com.
.com. Info from V as in Victor, .com. And again, Verita's number is 760-459-9354. Well, Verita, it has been truly a blessing to have you on the show. And again, I hope that you accept my invitation to come back on the show next year as we plan for our 2013 broadcast schedule. And I just thank you so much. I miss you. I miss California.
I miss California,
but hopefully I'll be able to get out there soon. But thank you so much for your blessing, and we look forward to learning more of your good works as you continue on with your home business success. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you for the opportunity. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, ladies, I'm sure that you have enjoyed our callers and our featured guest today, Verita Harry, who, again, has just enlightened us with some wonderful information. And her two success tips is, you know, she says you've got to have your daily method of operations. And then number two is you must learn to manage your distractions. Don't allow yourself to get knocked off track. Remember, your business is your responsibility. And then Samantha talked about the fact, number one, of knowing your brand and also knowing your target audience. You can't do without either one of them. And so I just, again, want to repeat Samantha's website, which is Enlightened Marketing, again, enlightenedmarketing.com. And then Verita's website is infofromv.com. And again, I just appreciate these ladies for being willing to share together. They have been working in the home business industry for more than 15 years. And what they said was very profound in many ways about working from home and not being distracted and having an office separate and having a set schedule. All of those things we need to hear because we want to be successful too, not only in the business part, but we want to be successful in our personal lives. And so we really have to know how to operate our business from that. Well, we have a little bit of time. Don't hang up that phone yet because we've got still some good stuff going on. First of all, I want to tell you about some happenings at Women About Biz. So hopefully you have your pen and notepad out. But listen at this. Now, I have been talking probably for the last 3 weeks about our Her Business Strategy program that is going to be starting on every Saturday from October 6th through December 8th. But hopefully what you have heard from these two ladies today will even convince you more that you need to be planning for your business and not be reactive to it in the new year. Now, if you're interested in learning the true path to business success and you would like to feel prepared and focused, then I invite you to join us for the Her Business Strategy 2013 program. It's a special 8-week coaching program that's designed to help you develop and implement your business strategy for the coming year. You're going to learn how to evaluate your business to get maximum results. We're going to be doing your cash flow, developing your marketing strategy, and we're not just going to be talking. We're actually going to be implementing these things as well, how to delegate and implement your strategies, hold yourself accountable, develop your follow-up system, and even how to find that target market and start attracting new clients. So you're going to learn a lot. Now, how much is that? Well, ladies, all you need to do is be committed to being a gold member at the rate of $39 monthly for the next 6 months, and you'll be able to have access to all of the group coaching in addition to all of the other gold benefits such as audios and downloads and so much more. Now, there is also a one-time payment of $39 for a program work And you can learn all about this program, this special program, by going to womenaboutbiz.com. I think we have, out of 35 available spots, I think we have about 8 spots left. So I encourage you to go and become a Gold member and then sign up for this program. Now, coming up on Wednesday, October 10th, is our free teleclass, How to Build Your Business Referral System. I'm sure you'll all be interested in that. Again, that's October 10th at 12 noon Eastern time. So you're going to learn how to create your ideal client profile, your core infomercial, and you're going to learn about discount and reward programs that might be able to work for your business. I want to just quickly move into what's coming up for the holidays. Well, based on the new press release put out by 2012 Holiday Trend Report, jewelry and technology is at the top of the list. And even though they say women love jewelry, the formal jewelry are the traditional jewelry. Bracelets and necklaces and earrings are going to reign supreme this holiday season. In addition to that, technology is on the top of the list with the Amazon Kindles and with the iPad, Notepad, and with all of the smartphones. So keep that in mind. But in addition to that, there is also going to be things that people can see on their iPads, see on their iPhones. So whether you have a service business or a product business, you should be able to tie into some of the holiday trending, which is very, very important. So now is the time to start thinking about discount coupons, to start planning for special events that you're going to have. That's going to be very, very important. I will be bringing you more information starting on our next broadcast, which will be on Monday, October 1st. So stay tuned as we begin to move into the holiday season. In October, we'll be talking about ways to market your business during the holidays. On behalf of Women About Biz and the Successful Woman Radio Show, I want to wish you a very abundant and productive week. Take care, everybody.